please enter your access code followed by the pound key. Please wait. Please enter the reference number followed by the pound key. Enter the pound key to listen to the most recent. Please wait while we prepare your files. Press 6. Press 4 to rewind for 1 minute. Press 5 to pause or resume.
Well, good morning, Captain Heather. Three-way call specialist.
Congratulations. Hal Mitchell enrolled.
Only an unwise person argues at ambition. And she was,
at sea. But when all those things are simple to do, helping a lot of people, making a lot of money. So,
to this call, listen, life is choice driven. Commit. Whiners complain. Winners win because they connect. Losers lose because they complain. You must embrace a system. Be a system builder. Our speaker today is doing the things that I just shared with you. Frank Smelling is a network marketing professional that doesn't stop until the job is done. He loves explaining Ambit Energy to people so that he can see them when they get that vision. Frank's goal was to buy back his time, and he did just that. Frank is now spending time with his wife and his kids, something that he never was able to do in corporate America, working sometimes from 8 in the morning to 11 at night. I'm so glad that Frank was introduced to Ambit Energy in 2006 because he has truly become a great friend and a mentor over the years to me, as well as many other people in Ambit Energy. And with that being said, I'd like to present to you from Dallas, Texas, $5 million purple jacket earner, top 10 money earner, and Ambit's father founding national consultant, Mr. Frank Smelling. Frank, welcome to this call.
Can you hear me there, Clay?
Yes, go ahead. Speak right up and you there, brother.
Outstanding, outstanding. Very excited to be on the call with everybody. Appreciate listening in. It's super exciting to hear all the folks calling in from all over and talking about it, and definitely I was listening to Harold and the motivational moment, and it was so true. I tell this to everybody, is the fact that, my business didn't get started until I actually got out of my own way. And so when I first got involved in the business, I invited some great folks, and I was fortunate with that. But I really didn't have an epiphany until probably many months into the business, where I realized that this wasn't about me. This was about helping other people every day, and this was about sharing this opportunity. So, Harold, I truly understood what you said, and I couldn't agree more with regards to setting that up and really understanding that, it's important to follow a roadmap and to listen to folks that have been in this business, that are successful in this business, and that see that, it's not an individual game. This is a team sport, because even though individually and financially we're trying to get you financially free, the fact is that you need the team support and deep leadership to help you along the way and follow a system. One of the other things I heard talk about was not a personality-driven system versus personality-driven business versus a system-driven business, and it's so true. I've gone through and I've had some great leaders, just amazing leaders, but they built their business strictly on their personality, and so their team would grow and fall, rise and fall, based off of the personality of the individual. And so, that's not duplicatable. It's not something that allows continued growth for everybody and for the success of everybody. And so it's a whole different ball game and a paradigm shift from what we really, kind of used to doing. And so it's important that people understand, going back to Harold's first statement, this is not about an individual. This is about a team. But you can't be personality-driven. You have to be system-driven. And Code24 is one of the great systems to be able to plug into and understand and operate with. And so if you can duplicate that, that's where, you'll start seeing some of the successes. And it's just great to hear people so excited about it and listening in and getting to talk about this this incredible opportunity. So I know today I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about a couple things that I think are pretty important. I know I was looking at the agenda and going through And so one of the things I'd really like to talk to is something very similar in coaches teaching, but I use different terminology. I call it the power of three. And one of the most important tools that we have is the three-way call. And I've been on so many three-way calls. I've listened to so many other versions of three-way calls. And so today I just wanted to share with you a little bit about the three-way call and what I believe is, something so powerful and yet I think sometimes misunderstood or misrepresented and doesn't really get utilized to the benefit of everybody that's out there. And so, you know, it's important to understand the logic and the thought process. You know, I think Brian McClure calls it the psychology of what a three-way call is. And so I know that the terminology has been utilized as a validation and some of the elements associated with validating that person and saying, hey, we have a system in place to help you. And for me, I'd like to talk a little bit about the three-way call and the proper way of an edification of a three-way call, and then really what I feel is the importance of the leadership on the three-way call. One of the things that I like telling people is that this is such an underutilized tool and an asset for people to build a business. And I'll tell you why. You know, it's not just the fact that it shows your prospect that this is a real business, but it allows them to see that there is help out there for them. You know, sometimes people are, just think of human nature and think about yourself when you're looking at something. You know, you want to know that you're not going to go it alone and you're not going to be just left stranded on what I call an island. The purpose of the three-way call is to not only get your question answered by somebody who has experience and somebody who has success in the business, but it's also to really, unbeknownst to you, is to allow that person to say, okay, there's somebody else that if I have problems with, I can make a phone call to. But more importantly, you're teaching them the system even before they're involved in the business. And so, you know, I think that when we get on three-way calls, and like I said, I've been on a slew of different three-way calls, the thing that drives me, I'll say, crazy is when it comes to edification. The edification process is, there's a psychology and there's a whole process behind what edification is really all about. I mean, if you look up the word edification, obviously it's going to have its own dictionary meaning. But in direct sales and in network marketing, relationship marketing, edification is really about, why are you going to listen to this third-party expert that I'm bringing on? It's not to stroke people's ego, to make them feel great, or to gratify somebody. No. The purpose of the edification is to actually have the prospect listen of, why am I going to listen and take this person's information? Why is this person the expert? And so a couple of rules that I've been looking at and following because of this, you know, understanding what really edification is about, is, you know, I started to write down and go through a couple different things. And so one of the greatest lessons that I was taught was in the edification phase, you really want to talk about three elements of that leader. And so if you talk to somebody and you're introducing someone to the business, you know, if you tell them that they're a national consultant or executive consultant, they've just watched the video. So you have to explain what that means versus just saying, oh, they're an executive consultant in our business. The executive consultant is confusing because they're saying, okay, well, I kind of remember it on the video, but I don't know what executive consultant is. So explain to them, if you're going to use that as part of your three-way call edification, explain to the person what that means. And so if you said, I'm on the phone with an executive consultant, Sam Miller, I'm going to further explain that and say, that means, I know you just watched what EC means, and I'm going to use that term, but what that means is he has reached the third highest level of leadership in our organization. This way a person is listening to, okay, I heard he's an EC, I don't know what that means, but what I did hear was he reached the third highest level in the organization. Okay, so this is somebody that's the leader in the business. It sounds so much better, and you're thinking, well, okay, now I know I want to listen to this person. So I use something I call the power of three, or the rule of three, and that is, I want to come out with three positive attributes of the person that I'm going to edify. Telling somebody he's a great guy, we all know that. That's not really edifying a person for this opportunity and for what this person is. Remember, the goal is to let people, A, know that they're part of a team, B, to let them know that the person that they're going to talk to is someone of influence, it's someone who's here to help, it's someone who's having success in his business, and it's super important that we convey all that in just a few short sentences, because we only have a few short sentences to make this edification. So I call it the power of three, or the rule of three, and I like doing everything in threes. And historically speaking, if you look up, there's a rationale and a reason why people use three. It's the least common denominator that allows people to feel like they're getting enough information, but yet not over information where they can't comprehend it. And so if you can stick to that, it really makes a difference in being able to edify. So when I want to edify somebody, I'm gonna find out who it is I'm talking to and what it is that they've done in our ambit business. So, you know, what makes them so special? And we want to use words that are going to definitely trigger this prospect to say, okay, what's important to me? So you have to, and this is part of the important thing when you're getting to learn and know somebody, build a relationship with somebody, know what's important to them so that you can convey that to your three-way expert that you're bringing on. You know, if they're a family person, obviously you want to talk about something that, you know, is important to them about family. If they're looking for financial freedom for their kids, if they're, you know, to be able to pay off college tuition or to give more money to charity, it's important you understand what are some of the hot buttons and some of the things that are going to make this person want to listen to the expert that's on the phone. Telling somebody he's building a great business is really, to me, a disservice to that edify, that third-party expert. You want to talk about teamwork. You want to talk about mentorship. You want to talk about success that he's had or she's had in a certain time frames. You want to talk about that they're there to help, a helping hand. You want to be all on the positives and words that are really going to resonate with somebody. You know, there's a couple different trainings out there that talk about the different colors and you know, different systems that are out there, personalities of individuals. But what I tell you is this. It's important when you're making the edification that you use words not only that are important to our business, but also might be important to somebody because they may be trigger words that they're, you know, so used to hearing. You know, talking about, you know, something like they're passionate, that they love teaching other people, they've had success in business. You know, those are the little details that are so important that somebody on the other end is listening to. And it may not seem important to you, but it really is. And then the other important element is to make sure that after you've got this expert, after you've built up their credibility using the power of three, using just those three attributes that are strong and powerful, if they're fast start, you know, trackers, if they're fast trackers in RCFC, or if they've reached certain levels, you want to talk about three positive, you know, just powerful testimonials for them, and then let them take the call over. And hopefully you've done the right job and given the information to that third-party expert so that they are already preparing and they are going to take the ball and run with it. And the other side of the equation is one of the things that I found tremendous success with is allowing that third-party expert, who now is your authority on this, to help you bring that prospect back to being able to be part of the family and being part of the Ambit team and part of the Shark Nation. The key thing is, and this is something that I do on all my three-way calls, is they brought me on to be the third-party expert. I want to be the one to make sure that that prospect has gotten all his questions answered or her questions answered. So I'm the one that's going to then say to them, Mrs. Jones, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I had a pleasure talking with you today. I just want to make sure I've answered all your questions. Is there any other questions that I can answer right now? And once they said, oh, no, I'm good. I've gotten all my questions answered. Thank you so much. I immediately go into, well, great, Mrs. Jones. You just told me that you've answered all the questions. So I just have one more for you. Are you ready to get started now? And just listen. By doing that, I've found that I've closed over 95% of the people that have gotten in on three-way calls. The reason is because the third-party expert is the one asking for that person to join the business. It's not someone that they just met. It's not someone. They've listened to what the third-party expert has said. Hopefully they've answered all the questions that they want and gotten them involved in the business. And so what happens is you've kind of taken the onus off of the person who's invited this, you know, and who's set up and this prospect's, you know, soon to be leader. You've taken the pressure off of them and it's put it on the third-party expert. It's so much easier coming from the third-party expert to ask that person that next step. And what I generally do after they say, yeah, you know, I am ready to get going, great. I immediately hand the call back to the individual that set up the call, and I say, I then edify them back. You will have a great time. I'm so excited. I want to be the first one to be able to welcome you to the extended Ambit family. I'm super excited to work with you and see you have success in this business. And I'm going to hand the call back to the individual consultant that brought me on. And that's it. And I'm done. I give it to them. They sign them up and we go about the business and everybody, it works like a champ. The reason why is the psychology behind it is if you want somebody on as a third party expert, let them help you build your business. So it's important. Understand the process of the three-way call. You set up the call. You make sure that you give the correct edification. You allow that third-party expert to do their job. Allow them to talk about and answer the questions and make sure that they answer all the questions. And then after the questions are answered, you allow the third-party expert to help you bring that person home and bring them into part of your team and part of your family. And if they have other objections or other questions, obviously it's important that the third-party expert answers those and if there's a follow-up with the wife or whatever. But it's super important that you allow the third-party expert to assist you to develop and to grow your team. I believe that it has made a dramatic difference in the folks that call me and for third-party experts and for three-way calls because it allows me to take the heavy lifting, what I like to say, the heavy lifting off of them and bring it around and allow me to do the work and allow me to do my job to help them be successful and continue to grow their business. So the three-way call is an absolutely underutilized tool, and I think it's important that we understand to utilize the three-way call in the proper way. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about is the proper way to push play. It's so important, you know, people, I call everything, just so you understand, terms that I use and is called the power of three, and the whole purpose of the power of three is I like keeping things in increments of three. And the reason I do that is, again, like I said just previously, is the fact that it's subconsciously an easier way of remembering and being able to accomplish those tasks, and everything we do in threes makes just your brain subconsciously wired to be able to understand that and comprehend it and work it, you know, in a faster mechanism. So, but the thing that I wanted to talk about is the push play. You know, we have the system. Shark Nation has an incredible system, Code 24, and this is one of the things that I see that is so frustrating for me sometimes is when folks get so excited to do something, but then they don't do anything, and they don't ever invite people to take a look at the opportunity, and they don't actually push play. It's so unique because there's so many people that are getting ready to get ready, but then they never take action, and they never go out there and actually invite and actually push play to show people what this business is about. This is an incredible time in the Ambit Energy business. For each and every one of us that's on this call, this is absolutely the most incredible time when you can have this open enrollment, you take advantage of that $429 enrollment fee being waived. It's so important that you push play properly. And the ways to do it, there are so many different invitations and ways of doing it, but it's super important on to make sure that you are not the presentation. It is your goal to simply get the folks to take a look at the opportunity. If you will do that and not get into a whole conversation and start, you know, having discussion points about all these great things, excitement is one thing, but the fact of the matter is it's very difficult to duplicate that. It's important to utilize the tools and the assets that are there. I mean, I was at Sherlock's the other day on Tuesday, which is here in Dallas, and it had to be one of the greatest meetings that I've been a part of just from the excitement level. So that was a live business presentation, but it was just an excitement to be in the room, the speakers, and the presentation was awesome. And sometimes you can't get through a presentation. So it's important that you understand that utilize the other tools that are out there in the DVDs, in the video brochures. If you were fortunate enough to pick up those video brochures from Ambition, make sure that the presentation speaks for itself and that you do not become the presentation. It's very, very critical to being successful in Ambit Energy. It's really what's helped grow a lot of folks. I can give you an example. The video brochure was a perfect example. I had somebody who was very afraid to talk to anybody. They were getting ready to get ready. So they had their list ready. They were all set to go. They went through their checklist. They had their five-star recruits. They had everything all set to go. And then they got stuck on pause. And the reason is because they were afraid to ask people because they were afraid of the outcome. And I was trying to explain to them, it has nothing to do with the outcome. Your job is to get people to look. If you stress and you fret over the fact of, oh, well, they didn't get in my business, that's the wrong philosophy to have. Some will next. It's important that you press play and you get them to look at this incredible opportunity. Take advantage of the fact of the tools that we had. So I was talking about this individual. She had a list of over 150 people, and she was so afraid to actually show them the business. And so we were talking, and she picked up a video brochure, and I said to her, here is a great tool for you, and let me tell you why it's a great tool for you. It's a great tool because all you have to do is say, oh, I'm so excited, look at this, and open up the video brochure. It's very similar to when you have the websites or when you have a video. It's that simple. And she was at the airport, and it was pretty funny. She was sitting down. She pulled out her video brochure, and she was thinking about, oh, you know, this is it. And so she was saying to herself, oh, I'm so excited, look at this. And there was an individual that was sitting next to her, and he said, look at what? Because he heard her say that. And she ended up handing him the video brochure. Interesting, fast forward, she called me for a three-way call in the airport. He watched the video. He was excited about it. He said, wow, that's really cool. You can actually make money off of people's energy and electricity bills. And she said, absolutely. Hold on one second. Let me get you on a three-way call. And literally make the phone call. She was sitting there. They were waiting for the plane to board. And then she had 3 hours with this particular individual because he was sitting in the plane also. And so it was really interesting to hear when she got off the plane after we did the three-way call, he signed up in the business. That was her first consultant in the business. She had a list. She never made the phone call. She was ready to get started, but never actually got started. The simple tool allowed her to do it because she wasn't the presentation. She allowed the presentation to work for her. So just some quick tidbits. Allow the tools to work for you. This business is absolutely incredible. This is at a time where every one of us should be out there pressing play as much as possible, getting people to take a look at this opportunity. I was talking with E.C. Sam Miller, and I said to him, I said, Sam, the most important thing is we get people to take a look at this opportunity. Don't focus on the outcome. Focus on the opportunity. Focus on the fact that you get someone to take a look at it. You can't force people. Are not, you don't want to convince people to do this business. You want to be excited about this business. You want to share this business with people. But I think a lot of us get focused on, you know, oh my gosh, they're not going to get in my business. It's fine. The goal is to continue to keep sharing this. The ones that do get in this business, your time is valuable. You work with the people that are excited about it. They're excited with you. And if you can go out there and do that and build Shark Nation, continue to build Shark Nation, you know, next year at Ambition, there's going to be 10,000 folks from Shark Nation screaming Shark, Shark, and it's going to be exciting. So it's been my pleasure being able to just share a little bit with you. I'm going to probably pass, I guess, Sam, am I passing it back to you? Are you going to, anything for, just want to confirm how...
Man, Frank, can you hear me okay, Frank?
I hear you loud and clear, Sam.
Okay, man, that was some powerful information. But I got some questions for you. I got one question. You know, we all have this. And I'm going to tell you, before I say this, Frank, you're 100% right what you just said. Because I changed the way I do my three-way. And now when people call me, my close rate went to about 85%. So that's huge. So you're right. But I got a question. A lot of times people will hear what you're saying, and what they'll do is they'll get you on the three-way, and they'll edify the person, but they don't edify the person that's going to do the three-way, the expert. And they'll say, oh, I already did it already. Why is it so important to do it on the phone where both people can hear both parties get edified on the phone? Why is it so important to do it that way?
A couple different reasons. Number one is, and this is such an important thing, and this is for everybody, whether you're leaders, MCs in the business, the most important thing you can do is listen. And so when somebody is edifying me, first off, I've already spoken to them about the three things that I think are important to validate why somebody would want to listen to me. Okay, so I want to hear, though, because you will hear sometimes the prospect say something or just even little, and those are triggers for me to understand what they heard, what they responded to. it's also important to really know what was said from an identification perspective, because then as you're going through and talking to this prospect, you may say something or they may ask a question that's in sync with what you were edified about, or that's in sync with, you know, something that you can hear or take away from what they had said. So it's super important, you know. It's not the process to edify before. What I do, what I tell people and try and train people on is the fact that I'm super excited to be able to bring on my business partner. He's reached a significant level of, in our business, but let me share with you 1 second when I get him on the phone. I don't want to be sick, because what will happen is people will spend 5 minutes beforehand, and it gives the opportunity for the prospect to say, no, I'm not really interested in talking. No, I don't want to. It's important that you do it on the phone. You get everybody there, and then you edify on the phone. And like you said, prior to, I mean, I would like to know who that prospect is and what is their hot buttons so that I can be prepared. You know, people think that the experts and the three-way call, it's a one-way deal. Like, everybody's going to, you know, come on the call and know what to say. I'm a firm believer in preparation. And so if you give me the information, then you tell me that the prospect is a teacher. I'm going to think about who in my business is a teacher and who's having success in my business that's a teacher that I can utilize to, as an example, to, bring it up to them so that they feel comfortable. I want to, just as you are building a relationship, I also want to make sure that this person wants to listen to me. And if I can give them credible stories of folks that are in the business that do the same industry as them or same mindset as them, it helps solidify why the expert was brought on. So super important that you don't speak beforehand, you do it there, and then it allows the third-party expert to also edify you back. You know, those are one of the greatest things that I get to do, because when I hand the call back, I don't just hand the call back. I make sure that I explain why that person should be excited that they're a part of EC Sam Miller's team. It's because I want them to see, hey, listen, not only are we excited to have you, but you should be excited to be on EC Sam Miller's team because of his leadership, because of his drive to help others. That's the goal of a three-way call, is to make sure that we get the questions answered, but that we have a third-party authority there to help and assist, and to help them assist you and bring it back for you to bring that person into the Emma family.
Wow, that's excellent. Okay, well, I'm kind of going to go back a little bit, because right now we do have a special promotion going right now. And a lot of people are saying, well, it's only $26. Why should we have to do a three-way? All we have to do is go tell a person they can get it for $26. Why should we not take that method?
Yeah. I think I spoke about it a little while ago, you know, personality-driven versus system-driven. Just because we have this incredible promotion going on right now, it's going to end someday. And if you haven't developed the system and taught the system, continue to use the system, it's never going to continue. And so what happens is, oh, well, it's not important because it's only $26. But that's the wrong mindset. That's the wrong mentality. I use this example all the time. If you learn in McDonald's how to operate the fry machine, okay, the fry-o-later, whatever they call this thing now, if you learn how to operate that, and you can be in Dallas, Texas, I can pick you up and move you to India, to Italy, to Japan, and that frying machine is the same exact thing. Now, there may be different wording on it, but it's the same exact item. So if you've been trained in the U.S., you can go over to Japan and you can operate a frying machine. Why? Because there's a system. So it doesn't make a difference. Buttons may say different things on them. They are the same exact fryer. There's no difference, and I've seen it. I've seen it on universities. It's the whole mentality behind it is the system. If you cut the system any way, it doesn't work. It doesn't duplicate. You want to teach that and train that, and if you make exceptions, you're going to run into problems, because people are going to say, oh, well, you know what? I don't need to do it. Oh, well, I don't need to do it. And then all of a sudden, they just stop doing it in the future, and then they wonder why the business is not working where it should work.
Wow. That's good. Frank, you're breaking up a little bit.
Sorry. Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's voice over IP. This internet stuff is not always working. I'm trying to.
Okay.
So you got me now?
Yeah, I'm going to bring one of my business partners on. Harold Mitchum, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Sam?
Yeah, I know you had some questions, too. I'll come back to them, but go ahead. Right. I know you had some questions.
All right. The first thing I want to do is I want to thank you for the first time you introduced me to Sam, to Frank for one of the meetings. I was hard-headed, and then you said, you know what, let's get together with Frank. We had a little get-together at Fuzzy Tacos. And, Frank, I just want to say to you, this is in the last few months I've had an opportunity to spend some time with you after the meeting. And the thing I really appreciate is that I've seen you use your acronym. And the acronym you use is HOPE, helping other people every day. I've seen you pour into other people of which you get no benefit from, myself included. And before I ask my question, I just wanted to say thank you for helping me as well as other people who you financially don't benefit from. So thank you for that. So I want to say that first off. All right.
Thank you.
The question I have is this. You had alluded to the colors of success and the different personality types. So we've got green personality, the engineers, bankers, attorneys, thinkers, those kind of different personality types. But utilizing the colors and the different personality types in a profession, can you tell us why the number one reason certain personality types do not want to use three-way phone calls?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great question. There's, as you alluded to, there's and depending upon which thought process you go with, there's the reds, the greens, the blues, so there's different thought process on that. And each one has its own unique understanding of what is, for example, red, right? So usually red is a type A personality, someone who is very motivated, very driven, thinks they know everything, and, has their own viewpoint of what it is that they want to get done. And those are usually the hardest individuals to get to follow the system, and, to follow into a three-way, because they are, in their mind, they're the subject experts on everything. They just feel that they're a go-getter and they're going to hit the ground running. And, what I always say is, even if you look at one of the baseball, let's look at baseball, right? So baseball, all those guys are elite athletes. It doesn't matter. Even if you're the worst player on the baseball team, you're still in the microcosm of baseball, one of the elite athletes out there. And one of the greatest things that I can recall this to is, everybody's probably heard of Big Poppy. He's the Boston Red Sox, and he's a power hitter. I mean, that's what he's there for. He's there to bomb out, home runs and hit the ball as far and as hard as he can. And one of the things that always comes to mind for me was there was a game he was in, and there was a runner on second and third, and he is not the fastest runner out there. He's a power hitter, but if he would have hit a long ball, that would have been great. But he had hurt his wrist, and he was afraid that he was going to do that. And the coaches called for a bunt. Now this is a guy that paid $20-30 million, whatever incredible amounts of money. The coaches called him to bunt. This is a type A red personality. He's the Mac Daddy for the Boston Red Sox team. And guess what he did? He bunted. Why? Because he bought into the system and understood that the system is better for the team, it's better for everybody, because in his mind, after the game, they talked, and his bunt worked perfect. He got out, but the run scored, and that's what they needed. And they were talking to him after the game, and it was pretty funny to hear some of the reporters basically saying incredulously, "Why did you bunt?" And he looked at one of the reporters, and he laughed, and he said, "Because the coaches said they wanted me to bunt." He said, "That's what I was here to do. I'm a team player. That's what the coaches wanted. It's part of our team. There's a team culture." And to me, that really resonated with exactly what you're talking about. There are going to be folks that are going to have their individual, idiosyncrasies and their own beliefs and their own viewpoints. The fact of the matter is, we're trying to set the expectation of what it takes to be successful in this business. And there's nothing better than following folks that have been successful in this business and have developed a system in place to help you be that way. And it's interesting is, once you get that red personality, that type A personality, and or maybe the green or the engineers, or once you get them to understand the rationale, the logic, they become the best ones at it. And that's what I always do, is I make it a challenge for them. Hey, the goal for you to be is become the best person in building this system. The best way to do that is to become the expert. The way you become the expert is by plugging in and following the system. So I think it's important that, there's a reason why systems are in place, and it's because it eliminates personalities, it eliminates thought process from a perspective of, well, I think I know better or I can do it better. It's just a matter of this is what I got to do. If I got to go from A to B, I want to make sure that this is what I follow. And so I think it's important that people understand the system takes away personality and allows you to build the business neutral, the same for everybody that comes part of our Ambit family.
Awesome, awesome. Now, the other thing I like about you is you always keep it real when we're talking. So in the last few times we've had an opportunity, you shared some stories about people that are on your team who are not following the system, and then you shared a story about a lady that's in Walmart. So can you briefly share both sides? Somebody, and you told this, it's very important somebody said they were going to do it their way and what kind of success they're having versus the Walmart lady.
Yeah, it's so the story is I was at Walmart. I was cashing out, and it was one of the ladies that was working at the register, and unfortunately, her boss had no management skills, had no leadership skills whatsoever, and figured that and decided that it was important to berate her in front of a line of customers. And it was just, it was disheartening, actually, because it kind of made me think about, you know, wow, this the manager needs to go back to training on how to be a leader. But anyhow, when it was my turn to go, I was next in line, when it was my turn to go, I apologized to her that she had to work there. And I said to her, I said, listen, I understand after listening to your supervisor that obviously this is not the right time, but I think I have something for you that could help you avoid being put in that situation ever again. And, you know, I gave her my information. I saw her name on her card, on her shirt. And we, you know, I said, I'm just so sorry and I apologize. And she chuckled. She, you know, she said, oh, thank you so much. You know, I appreciate you saying that. And I paid my bill and I left. But I'd gotten her information. I got her contact information. I got her cell phone number. And as I was walking out to my car, literally, she had taken her break and called me. And so I was getting to my car. I ended up walking to my car, and she called me, and it was interesting because I literally had just put down her number, and so when I saw her come on my phone, I knew it was her number because I just literally looked at it like 10 seconds before. So I picked up the phone and answered it, and she said, hey, I just took my break. You know, I'd like to talk to you. What is it that you have? And so I put my stuff in the car, and I literally walked back in, and we sat down at McDonald's inside of Walmart, and I shared the place with her inside of McDonald's at the Walmart. And lo and behold, I'll just say this, she's in the business, having great success with the business because she's teachable and coachable, and she has a mentality of, you know, I didn't want to be there anymore, and this was, you know, what I needed to get away from it. And so, like I said, she's in the business, having success, she's a stay-at-home mom, and, you know, she realizes what her plan is and what she has to do. And so she was perfectly teachable and coachable, and the great experience of her having to work with a supervisor that was less than stellar as a leader was evident right then and there. So super successful, enjoying the business, and just thrills me. But it was important that you realize that she was teachable and coachable, and I was in the perfect timing there because, you know, like we always talk about, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. And she was listening. She was open to listening. And, you know, when you get folks that, and I have thousands of folks that get in the business and they are smarter than the average bear and they know what to do. And, you know, and I was kind of the same way. I mean, Harold, what we talked about earlier and what you just talked about earlier, you know, I had to get out of my own way. I have no problem admitting that, getting it out there, letting people know. And, you know, I have folks on my team that just insist on doing it their way and then get frustrated and say, well, why aren't I building a bigger business or why is my team growing? And I say to them, well, let's sit down and go through what exactly you do. And so we literally would go through it. Sure enough, they don't do three-way calls. Because I know they don't call me. They sure as they don't do the invitation correctly because they say too much and they just basically do the presentation with the invitation. They talk about Jerry and Chris and the energy and get excited about saying things that people really are not under listening to because the presentation does it all for them. And so what happens is they get frustrated, and they get frustrated because they're not teachable and coachable and because they allow themselves and their own misgivings and thought process to overtake what we have here. You know, if people would just literally plug in. And so what I do is, one of the things that I'm key on doing is I want and believe that it's important to set expectations on folks. So whenever somebody new comes in my business, I want to set an expectation. Hey, we have a system in place. We have a path. I want you to follow that path. If you don't follow the path, I'm going to tell you where you're going to be. You're going to be on an island. You're going to be by yourself. And that's going to be difficult, and you're not going to have success. You're going to get frustrated, and there's no reason for that. But if you're willing to follow our system and our path, our roadmap, you can be successful in this business. Two things have to happen. You have to be teachable and coachable, and you have to put forth action. You can write down your list. You can get ready and do everything. I can sit down and explain to you how to invite people to take a look at this opportunity. If you don't pick up the phone or if you don't make those calls, it doesn't matter what I show you. But more importantly is, after we get you going and after I help you and we start building you a team, you have to be able to teach that same system to your team. And that's why, as you hear, you know, in Shark Nation, you know, a leg's not a leg until it's 4 levels deep. I mean, that's, it's true. I mean, it's not going to duplicate if you don't continue to follow the system and duplicate the system correctly.
Awesome, awesome. Well, here's the last question that kind of ties in all of this. There's no exact ratio, but I think about this in terms of baseball, just like you said. But I've seen this in my business and working with Sam and seeing what he's done. If you take 10 people who are 5-star and 4-star prospects, people that are business-minded and money-motivated, they've got the money to do the business, they have a large circle of influence, and they'll do you a favor. Those people who meet those qualities. If all 10 of those people go through the invitation, they watch the presentation, they edify properly and do a 3-way call. What on average for new people who are in the business? Because I want to make that distinction. People are saying it's not working. But if they go through all of that process and complete the system, out of 10 people who complete the system, how many consultants can a person look for on average?
I mean, law of averages would say, you know, if you could do 1 in 10 and get better at it. Now, we're talking about MCs, correct? You're talking about someone brand new in the business?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you know, I look at it from this perspective, is if you get 1 out of 10, if you're sharing the play, you know, I had actually somebody say this to me, too, and they're seasoned in the business. And, you know, if you're a new MC and you can get 1 out of 10, you know, somebody may be a customer. So, you know, like I always, my reference point is if I can get 1 consultant and 2 customers out of my 10, I'm tickled pink and I'm running through the roof. I'm going to be building a massive business. As you get better at it, as your imitation gets better, as you learn the system, as you start plugging in, the goal is obviously to try and get to 2 or 3, but if you can do 1 out of 10, you're going to be able to build a business. If you're actually out there inviting people to take a look at this opportunity. So if you think about that, right, this is a marquee number. So if you just said we did 1 invitation a day, okay, 1 presentation a day, and 1 follow-up a day, right? If you just use those as numbers, that means at the end of the month, you've done 30 invitations, 30 presentations, and 30 follow-ups, right? Just using simple numbers, and this is not, you know, we're not trying to get arithmetically challenging, but if you did that and you had a 1 in 10 average, that means that you would have 3 new consultants in your business, okay? And it would mean you'd have probably between somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 and 6 customers, maybe a little bit more, that did you a favor and you know, became customers. And then you just have a drip file or a drip funnel, depending upon what you look on, the people that said no to you. And so, but if you extrapolate that as you continue to grow, I mean, your business can grow exponentially off of that if people will duplicate that number. And as you get more proficient at it, as you become better, I mean, there are some folks that are out there that their law of average right now is 3 out of 10. I mean, that's phenomenal. And now, we're not going back to today where we have this open enrollment, because that's a little bit easier, because sometimes that's a sticking point for some folks is the actual $429. But with open enrollment, I think those numbers may be skewed a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, the only way you're going to know what your law of averages is by going out, inviting people, and having them take a look at the presentation. You know, that is the most important element that any one of us can do, is become that master inviter and present the invitation. And then what I think is the final straw is ask for a decision. I can't stress that enough. You know, I talk about power of 3. I believe that our system should be the invitation, presentation, the need of decision. Those are my three elements that I want to know, because I want to invite you, I want to present. Obviously, my three-way is part of my presentation because it's my validator for that. And then I want a decision. I want you to be the customer, consultant, or you say no to me. And then I can go through and put you and continue on with the path and go on from there. So, you know, I think your law of averages will change as you become more proficient as an inviter, as your leadership level increases, and as you have more success from excitement, you'll be better at it. And so I think that'll happen in time.
Awesome. Thank you for your help, Frank. I appreciate everything you do. Sam, turn it back over to you. Okay, wow. Man, Frank, this has been a great call. Hey, I got another executive that I work with. You probably know this guy out of Maryland, Mario Price. He's got, I think, a question he wanted to ask you. Mario, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me, Sam?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank, thanks so much for hopping on this call. Excellent information. Got all of my team plugged in right now. And I just want to just really make a quick announcement. You're going to be in my backyard next week. You're going to be here in Virginia at a training we're doing. You're going to be that kind of the keynote person. We've got you in. We've got Rich Sloss. We've got T.M. Bowie. And I really just want to kind of help have you speak to events like these. You know, we just came off Ambition, and people are talking about the register simulcast already. We've got this big regional training coming up. If people want tickets, they can go to event.fallharvesttraining.com. That's event.fallharvesttraining.com to meet Frank up close and personal. But my question to you is really just talk about the power of attending these regional and these national events.
Wow, that's hi, Mario. Congratulations on your retirement from the law, and it's very exciting.
Thank you.
Congratulations on everything happening in with you. And so, yeah, no, I'm excited to see you next week. It's something I'm looking forward to. And I think you're right. I mean, you're part of the system, and we say this all the time. It's not just about inviting, presenting, and getting a decision. It's also about plugging in. And so, you know, some of the analogies and thought processes I use, you know, with regards to that is the fact that, you know, I always view it, Lane Winsett, National Consultant Lane Winsett, calls Ambit the Ferrari of all opportunities out there. And so, you know, your list is your gasoline. And so, you know, as you're expanding your list, you're stepping down on the pedal and inviting people. But, you know, one of the key fabrics of the car is the oil. And so, you know, that's all about the trainings. That's all about plugging in, conference calls, you know, listening to replays. And sometimes I can't get on a conference call, but I listen to the replay because, you know, there's some great information that you can learn. Become a student. And the best way to become a student is to plug into the different events. I mean, obviously, Ambition is a no-brainer. Simulcast is a no-brainer. But when you have regional trainings, it's super important to stay plugged in also, because you may hear something that may trigger something in your head and your brain, or maybe a team member that might say, you know what, I kind of understood what I was supposed to do there, but then when they said it this way, I got it. I understood that. So, you know, this is more than just about training. It's about, you know, believing in the whole system and the opportunities that we have at Ambit. And so I think it's paramount for people to be successful, you know, is to plug into, especially the, when you have regional trainings, because the national trainings, which is, you know, obviously the Ambition or Simulcast, but we're doing that in two different venues. And, you know, but when you have the opportunity to have leaders come into your marketplace and do some training, and you have local leaders that are there and be able to listen to testimonials and be able to really plug in, you have to attend. I mean, I just am a firm believer that I see it. I mean, I see it with, you know, folks that are in my organization. When they attend trainings and they see different leaders and they listen to the stories and they listen to the training, they get different things out of it. You know, I have a specific leader that, you know, I talk to, you know, and go over a bunch of different things. And, you know, one of the funniest things was they went to a training event that unfortunately I wasn't able to go to, and another trainer had come in and said a version of what I was saying, but for whatever reason, it resonated. And so now, had they not gone there, they would have still continued to listen and you know, had their questions and would have been successful. But the way that this other trainer spoke, the point that got across clearer. And so that was the key. And so I think personally that it's paramount for everybody who wants to be successful in the business. You have to plug in. Part of the system is going to the regional trainings, going to the national trainings, jumping on different conference calls, and just really plugging in. You know, we use the word system a lot, right? And the fact of the matter is it's not just one item. There are multiple items along the way that allow you to be successful, and regional trainings is a key part of that because those occur more often than your national events. I mean, Ambition's once a year, simulcast is once a year. There's a backfill that needs to happen, and that's what those regional trainings do. Keeps you plugged in, keeps you excited, and keeps you accountable. You know, when folks...
Well, we lost you, Frank. Oh,
yeah,
Mario, we lost Frank. Go ahead and just tell everyone again about that training next week. Just go ahead and repeat that information.
Sure thing. The training is going to take place in Manassas, Virginia. That's right outside of D.C. area. Tickets are $15 online. Purchase tickets. It's also going to be a dinner afterwards to spend time with Frank and Tian and the other top leaders in the area. But the website to find that is event, E-V-E-N-T, dot Fall Harvest Training, F-A-L-L, Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, Training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G, fallharvesttraining.com, event.fallharvesttraining.com. You can get your tickets there. The training is $15. The dinner is afterwards, $26. You get your choice of menus. But again, it's going to be an exciting time. Tickets are online, so I think through Thursday or Friday, only $15 each. It's going to be Saturday, October 3rd, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. I'm getting a text from Frank. He got knocked off the call. Sometimes when you get a lot of people on the call, you get knocked off. Real quick, you know, people say, well, what can they expect out of that training, Mario?
Well, I'm not sure what they can expect, but it's not even a matter of what it costs, but what is it going to cost them to not attend? I mean, what is it going to cost to not be in the same room with $4 million earners? What is it going to cost to not be in the same room with people who kind of walk through those same paths that they've gone in and learn those little things? Because every now and then, and I go to every training. If it's within 3 hours from me, it's a regional, a big training, I'll be there because there's going to be one nugget. There's just going to be one nugget that's going to take your, going to turn your business around. And Jim Rohn says success is finding one idea and working hard on that one idea extensively. And you're going to go to these trainings. There's always going to be that one idea, that one little thing that's going to turn your business around. And honestly, you just cannot afford to not be at that training.
That's good. That's good. Hey, guys, I'm going to tell you, Mario can contest to this. I can contest to this. Is getting an executive consultant is not easy. It takes work. And I tell you what, listening to different speakers and hearing different information is very important, essential to your success. If you guys want to make a lot of money in this business, it's very important. So Frank just got back on. Frank, you want to go ahead and send us up real quick?
Yeah, sorry about that, Mario. Sorry about that. Yeah, no, I just technology. We have a conversation with the internet provider here, but sorry about that. I was just finishing up that. I think the regional trainings are really vital. And it's a live flowing and space flow is really important.
Okay, guys. I tell you what. You know, we normally go from 11 to 12, so I don't want to go over. But I just want to tell you guys, this was a lot of value in this call today. And I want you guys to hold on just for a few minutes. And we want to give you guys some real quick information on how you can hear this call. And if your team could not get on this call, well, you can get this information to your team. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. What Frank is saying works. I changed the way I do my three-way. And I tell you what, it's huge. And if you learn what Frank said today, I'm going to tell you, you're going to know it's a huge jump in your income. So I'm going to turn it over to Clyde, but that's okay. Next week, you guys definitely want to get your team back on the call. Next week, we're going to hear from a young guy, 29, he's made turn 30 years old, who didn't even understand business, and now he's tearing his business up. Pastor Kenny Starr and Josh Smith is going to be our speaker next week, so you definitely want to be on this call next week also. But I want all you guys to thank Frank, and right after Clyde gets done giving you the information. Clyde, you there?
I am right here. Frank, man, this is an incredible call. You hear me okay, Sam? You hear me, my brother?
Yeah, we got you, Clyde. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Listen, Sam, this has been a great, great call, Sam, and yeah, Frank, man, that's why you're my mentor, my brother. Listen, you guys that didn't have people to get on the call today, And if you want to hear this call yourself, here's the replay number for this call. It's 712-775-7029. 712-775-7029. And the access code is 684-467-242-pound. It's 684-467-242-pound. And the reference ID number is pound right now. Your leaders will be sending out the actual reference number. I should just call it over because I won't have it right now. But the reference number is pound. Now, every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, Pastor Kenny has his B12 shot from 9 to 9:30. Please, please be on that call. I've been with Pastor now for 3.5 years, and I'm telling you, every time he's on, you're going to learn something. That number, 559-726-1200. 559-726-1200. And the access code is 828-901-POUND. 828-901-POUND. There's a replay of that call. It's 559-726-1299 instead of 1200. The access code is the same. Shark School, you guys want to learn code 24? I want you to go to this website, coach100k.com. Coach100 and the letter K.com. And go to the option bar, click on Shark School. There's 6 videos there. Study those videos. Watch them over and over and over again. And the last thing, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 6 a.m., there's a champion prayer call. It's 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. That number is 641-715-3610. 641-715-3610. The access code is 127752-POUND. 127752-POUND. There's a replay for that call. It's 641-715-3609. 3609 is the only difference. Okay? All right, you guys, this has been a great call. I just always leave you with a couple of things, and I'm going to leave you with this. There's no one like you until there's no one like you. And remember, get connected, get paid, and get promoted. So I'm going to open this line up, and you guys can say goodbye to Frank. So the line is